new member to the club. The title of his speech is Standing on the Shoulders of Giants. And his answer to the theme question were just two words. Texas Justice. Mike.
Thank you. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, our chief want in life is to have somebody who makes us all that we can be. All of us need other people to help us. Others to show us the way. Others to guide us, to be our best, not theirs. A mentor. Esteemed Toastmasters and most welcomed guests, my mentors are two people who could not be more opposite. My parents. My dad, the strength, the foresight, the men of action. My mom, the compassion, the empathy, the woman of God. These two people alone in extreme are left wanting. But combined, you have me. Even though both are not together anymore, they both were able to come together in my most crucial time of need. Let's take a step back. In high school, my motto was go with the flow. Just here, chilling. I didn't really have a true singular identity. I was a burnout, jock, theater, hipster in all AP classes. I didn't know who I was. I was lost. And after high school, I was especially lost because when you go with the flow and the flow ends, what do? I was like a flopping fish. Your friends predict your future, and my friends predicted my future, at least for a brief moment of time. My friends also had no idea what to do. So, I did what they did. We enrolled in the local college to take our basic courses and figure it out. It took me 5 years in between graduating high school and starting architecture school. Because figuring it out meant skipping class and smoking on campus, during class, just wasting money, wasting time. After the first semester, I was put on academic probation because I failed every single one of my classes. Four F's. Boom. That whole semester, I was lying to my parents the entire time, and I had to come clean because I couldn't enroll in the spring. I wasn't about to fake it further, you know, oh, I'm off the class, you know, no way. So, because also that same winter, I got arrested. Nothing crazy, just weed in Texas, but at 18, I was arrested, had to go to court, pay lawyers, go on probation. Needless to say, my Catholic conservative Texan parents were not too thrilled with me. My older sister graduated a top 10 in her class and had a full ride to OU. My younger sister, brilliant and the best player on her high school soccer team. And then there was me. Freshly breasted, no job, and my parents stepped up, and they did all they knew how to do. they freaked out. And my dad, the planner, his favorite phrase is, "What's your plan?" Because if you have a plan, oh, he's all in. But if you don't, it's like, what are you doing here, you know? And he was only concerned, or his main concern is, I'm on the wrong path. My mom was concerned for the battle for my soul. And in that moment, my dad deferred to my mom and actually put me in an outpatient program. This place, it was for people with all kinds of problems, but it was the first time I actually realized I was gaining unearned wisdom. I was in a room with people with real problems. Yes, I got arrested, blah, blah, blah. I've had tragedy, that's other speeches. But no, these people in this room were going through things I can't even say here right now. And it was an eye-opener. And that combined with my parents, I got an actual job, got back in school, went back home because I was also kicked out due to a series of unfortunate events that I probably can't say in a speech. Yet, they did not give up. I sat and heard these stories at 19, and it truly humbled me. And I moved on. I stopped speaking with all those friends, made new ones, got other jobs, and after 3 long years, I was finally starting architecture school. And that has brought me to where I am today. I'm able to do much more than that burnout jock theater hipster kid. And it was Isaac Newton who said, "If I've seen further, it is because I'm standing on the shoulders of giants." And to me, my parents are those giants. Thank you.